It is Wednesday morning. We check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Always glad when it turns into a Wednesday morning.
That's right. You'll have some sunshine in Ellettsville today after the clouds last week. We apologize for that. But we're
like he had something to do.
Yeah,
you make sure you blame him every time, Marty.
We put up the curtain. Sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. County Councilwoman, meeting last night, a busy time as we saw in today's paper. We've got a six-month dispatch center budget. How did we get to a six-month budget?
And why is it even being considered?
I thought the budgets were done in September.
Yeah, I was going to go there. Yeah, thank you.
So Margaret and I are confused, and I'm guessing we're not the only two.
Okay, ask that again because you were both talking at the same time.
There is a six-month dispatch center budget that has been okayed. We thought the budgets were done back in September and passed. How do we get to a six-month one? Tell us kind of...
Amazing.
What is amazing?
Thank you. Amazing. I mean, why are we always 6 months behind on everything? Well, here's the reason for this, or shall I say the excuse for this. We all know that in order to do this, the public safety tax had to get passed in order to have the kind of combined budgets they're talking about. And we know how that was all sort of like, oh, last minute, you have to do it right now because, okay, time's over. Even though we'd only spent how many months trying to put the thing together. Well, the county never voted on budgets for this because we didn't have the interlocal agreement. Well, guess when they finally got around to doing the interlocal agreement? That just happened just, you know, what, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, whatever. And in that interlocal agreement, it said there had to be a policy board, three appointments by the city, two by the county. Recall, I think we talked about this last week, and the reason why I did not support that interlocal agreement because, once again, I think we're just saying, okay, city, here you go, take our money and do with it as you will. So at any rate, the policy board, who's supposed to be presenting the budget to us, met yesterday and tabled the budget because they did not like the fact that, or they were at least had questions about the fact that somehow or the other, $475,000 purchase for services to assist having to do with cones so that people, if they're woke up, the emergency providers, if they're woke up by a certain tone to say, hey, come on out, here's, you have to come here to this fire or here to this emergency or so forth. That was added on to the budget. The public, policy board didn't know about that until last minute, so they tabled it. Now, as a matter of fact, there's already been $66,000 spent through our providers now to provide this, to at least begin putting together the plan to provide this tone situation. And so are we not going to use that? Does that just mean $66,000 out the door? And now people want this other mechanism? We were told last night that it had been in the city's budget, but sort of at the last minute, the city decided to put it over here into this combined budget where everybody gets to pay for it. And so that's why we were not aware of it earlier. And because of this new communication that they're asking for, it requires having equipment on both ends to be able to have it operate. In other words, the city has to have a certain amount of equipment and central dispatch has to have a certain amount of equipment. Well, okay, that's fine, except what do we do about all of the dispatching from everybody who's not in the city? What if you are a fire department out in the townships? they don't have the equipment to be able to talk to and have this work, the new things they are proposing, which is $475,000. Where do they plan this money to come from? Because as we know, the townships don't have a mechanism to raise the dollars for it. So I was told we were not going to be voting on this budget. We were going to be receiving information, discussing it more thoroughly. I believe that's what the other council members have been told. And as late as yesterday, I'm still being told we're not going to vote on this. So I didn't call the township fire departments. I didn't call around yesterday because I thought I'm going to get more information. Then I'll contact them, see what their thoughts are on this. Because after all, I'm representing the west side of this county. I walk in there last night. Oh, no, we're going to vote on it. And we must do this because we won't have the money to make the payroll. So my statement was, well, if we must do that, why must we do it for 6 months? I mean, why not say 2 months or something in order for everybody to get their ducks in a row? I did not vote in favor. I just simply could not bring myself to do it. I mean, to be able to vote on something when we don't have the information, when we were not able to contact people to see what their thoughts were on it, that's I'm just discouraged by the fact that our county council is expected to act on the dime at the last minute. And clearly someone in that office had to know something was going on because they had some paperwork ready for us. What was sent to our Dropbox was not sent to us last night until 5:04 p.m. Our meeting starts at 5:30. Well, I was already on the road to get to the meeting. I didn't see it in the Dropbox. You're talking to a very concerned county council member this morning.
So, Marty, I think that's about as clear as mud for most of us. I apologize, but I mean, it sounds like the reason that's true, though, is because there's still a lot of information that you just don't know right at the moment. And
well, I would say, here's what I would say, that when we are voting on something as large as over $1 million, and as until we get to the meeting, we are not told we're going to vote on it until we get to the meeting, because during the day we were told we were not going to. That's not acceptable.
I agree with you.
And what can be said is people can say, well, you know, this board or that board has not acted, and so now we have to fix it. Well, the only reason why that board hadn't acted was because it wasn't put together until, what, a couple of weeks ago, rather than having it. All of this
Well, inactivity shouldn't mean it automatically passes. Why is that the case?
Well, I understand. No matter what you do, you have to make payroll, and so I don't object to doing that. But what I do object to is whoever was supposed to get the interlocal agreement all worked out, the city and the county get that done last year.
Well, who's supposed to do that?
Well, the legal departments. We're supposed to be getting that done on a timely basis, work it out with the county commissioners and the people of the city. Well, that finally got done, but look, it didn't get done until a couple of weeks ago.
Is that an annual occurrence? Is that just once?
I actually think, Klaus, the reason that didn't get done until a couple of weeks ago is that this whole tax just got passed and that there's been so many balls in the air, they didn't know which end was up. And it sounds like as per usual, the county got the short end of the stick on this. I'm really fascinated. Do the county commissioners not have any control over these interlocal agreements?
Well, certainly, because they're the ones who have to sign off on the interlocal agreement, and they're the ones who are negotiating. Now, I understand they have a legal term, a team that they're assigning this duty to, but I'm just saying that we need to free up the schedule for the people who are supposed to be accomplishing this, to make certain that that everyone understands their deadlines. And the deadline is not 5:04, but before our meeting at 5:30. I mean, that's just
hard to argue
unless there are some huge last-minute emergency. But we should have our documents that we need to be studying well in advance. That doesn't mean that day. That means well in advance. Now, this same concern was coming from other council members, so I'm not the only one that had this concern.
But why didn't they vote against this?
Well, because I you know, well, you'd have to speak with them, I suppose. But I just think had we said, okay, we're going to put in place a month or 2 months worth so that we can make payroll, and that's that. So everybody had better be getting this worked out. And that the other thing is, at this very same meeting, they brought forward the jail contract. Remember, we still haven't had everything worked out with the sheriff's deputy's contract, which is a new addition onto our budget that was supposed to have been finalized last fall. So now they're adding something else. Well, here's the jail contract for the jailers. And the way they have it made up is it's going to be, looks like they want it to be retroactive to the beginning of this year. Well, there's already things that's happened that can, you know, the financial situation has already been overtime paid, et cetera, until this gets worked out. How are you going to unweave that? This is just another situation where this jail contract, if there was going to have financial implications, should have been worked out before budget hearings last year.
Or at very least before the first of the year.
I think we're just putting too much work on one county attorney. We need to spread that work around or get it started early, because we just seem to be running 6 months behind on everything.
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in every Wednesday to keep us filled in and how the money is being spent in the county. And the six-month budget, two-month budget, one-month budget. So here we are 6 months behind right now, allegedly. And again, you've pointed out reasons why. How do you get caught up, and how do we avoid this moving down the road?
Well, I do think that we have to do a better job of that. And as long as people think that they can just hand us something to decide on and just say, oh, well, now we are going to decide on this today. We told you we weren't going to, but now we're going to. If ever that is found to be, by a majority of the council, unacceptable, they will quit doing it. They will understand if there's a deadline to be met, they need to meet it. And that's part of what the conversation was last night. Look on your calendar. See how many months it takes to get something negotiated. And look at the date that you ought to have it to us and have it prepared and ready. Because we're not talking about our money. We're talking about the public's money. And we need to do things on a timely basis so that when we vote on a budget and it's sent up to the state and it is a part of the documents that any citizen can look at to see what we've voted on, it needs to be complete. Because otherwise it's not. I mean, talk about transparency, it's gone. That was one of the things that I asked to have put on the agenda last night, which we discussed, was about this whole election fund. We didn't vote on dollars to go into this election fund. Still haven't. It should have happened during budget hearings. So the information we sent to the state makes it appear that we're sitting on, you know, maybe $700,000 more in cash rather than we have it projected to go into this election fund. And that hadn't happened and still hasn't happened. So it's just a matter of organization, and I just know that we can do better.
Well, what's the consequence for not being organized? Just frustration? Because if it's just
frustration. Well, and on top of that, Marty, what is legal's, the legal department at the county, what was their response to you? I mean, I kind of wonder if part of the problem they're having is that if they're not getting timely information back from the commissioners, they can't do their job.
Well, and of course, the work sessions by the county commissioners are not televised, so we don't really know for certain what's going on in those meetings. And unless we all just run in there to the little room that they meet in, how can we tell what's going on? I'm going to speak with people from the legal department today to see if there's any way they can realign some of these duties, that maybe too much is being given to one person, that one person could not get it all done timely. Or maybe they haven't looked at a flow chart to see what deadlines have to be met. But this business of getting things after budget hearings, after, and then say, well, now you have to do it immediately or it's too late. Now, one of the things that we worked on last evening, which the highway department was not asking that we do it immediately, but one of the things that they had been presented with was changing around some of the people in the bridge fund, because it's not that they delayed in asking in time for budget hearings. It is that there's going to be someone leaving one of the employees there in the bridge fund was going to be leaving, and so it was a time to look at what could help them operate better. And that is because as of before last night, there was one equipment operator and two truck drivers, as well as a supervisor, that was being paid for out of the bridge fund. And that's a special tax rate to pay for bridges. And what they do, these folks do, is do some of the smaller repairs that were not working like federal dollars or anything. It's more sort of like local dollars. Well, because of the union contract, if you are a truck driver, you are not allowed to be an equipment operator, because that's a step up in pay. Now, an equipment operator can step down and be a truck driver, but you can't do it the other way around. And since there was only one equipment operator, and if that equipment operator was out sick or on vacation or whatever, sometimes you would have a real slowdown in work because there you've got your truck drivers and they cannot do the equipment operator. So it made a lot of logical sense to me that when the highway department came to us and said they really wanted to switch one of those truck drivers and label them as an equipment operator and get them classified as that, they would not have a slowdown in work product. It was going to cost like maybe $5,000 at the most to have this happen. It makes logical sense. I'm not saying that they waited till last minute. This was an opportunity that was presented to them, and they gave us the opportunity to try to correct it. And so we did that, and that went smooth as silk because it was well put together. They put together their whole flow chart, their organizational chart, and it was well presented.
Well, it seems like a very simple formula.
And it also seemed like it was just logical, as you said, and the money was just minor in the scheme of things.
And it's a small amount, and I understand that the jail contract is enormous, and as well as the road deputies and all the merit deputies contracts. That's an enormous undertaking, and so one should never wait until, just after budget hearings to start putting this together. It almost makes me think that this is what they've presented to us so that we can vote on budgets for next year with this. But no, they want it to go back the first of the year. And
obviously, we all
want to make sure that our jailers are
absolutely
paid correctly and so forth.
But again, if this is so important, why is it being left to these...
Because
of the interlocal agreements, and then it's a domino effect that just keeps knocking things backwards and backwards.
And because of this public safety tax,
sure, which is brand new.
Okay, the dollars are available, so now it's like, okay, let's use part of it for the jail contract, use for our freeing up money that we could use for the jail contract, or move some of these extra dollars for raises for the merit deputies over in this public safety tax. So perhaps once all of the dust settles from how we're spending the public safety tax, this will all
Do you feel this will this process will be easier next year when we've had a year of this to deal with, since everything's brand new?
Here's my concern, because we said 6 months for this budget for Central Dispatch, that puts us right to the end of June, and we know before July 1, and I believe I'm right on that date, we have to decide how much money, if any, dollars are going to go to these township fire departments. Now, if we don't even have the budget worked out, how do we know for sure that what we're going to have available for the township fire departments, and what percent do we think we ought to save back, because we have to have that voted on if we're going to change the percent. We have to have a lot of that discussion made and voted on. There's deadlines for that, too. So I'm hoping that somebody didn't just buy 6 months of time, and then right at the last minute, 6 months from now, we'll be looking at another mess.
Well, it can all come
together.
Good
luck on that.
Or it can all be planned out, or, yeah. But it's we know six months is going to be here before we know it. You know
that,
right? Oh,
yeah.
You bet. You bet. So I think there's enough people on that county council who are not pleased about all this last-minute stuff. I think there will be a major push to get us more organized. And by the way, I want to make it clear, this is not our office staff. This is not that council assistant sitting there trying to put this packet together, everything thrown at her at the last minute. This is none of this. It's her fault. She should not have to take the heat for any of this, and I think she might have thought, as we were concerned, that we were upset with her. Absolutely not. It's the people who are getting her information. They need to know. Don't wait till the last minute to hand it to her, because that's not something she...
Can't the council make some sort of a resolution saying that if the information isn't gotten to her by a specific time, then it can't be put into the agenda?
Absolutely.
I think that sounds like a good motion for you to make the next time that you guys meet.
We did discuss that last night. I think in time that we will, we're going to, it must work better. It just has to, because we're doing the people's business. This is not personal between a staff or county legal or county committee. This is not personal. This is county business. It's the public's business, and we have to be better prepared.
Well,
can't argue with that.
Yeah, I'm exactly right. Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She joins us every Wednesday, and we hope you do so next week as well.
I will.
All right.
I will try to be better prepared. How's that?
Well,
Thank you, Marty.
I think that's a common theme that everybody could live by, no matter what walk of life we're
right.
involved
and,
with.
And next week, I'm trying to look at the date, but that may be the date that we're heading. Yes, that's the date that we'll be heading to Indianapolis to meet with the legislature. And so I'll be on the road, and we'll have a brief conversation, but I'll be on my cell phone to talk with
safety
you.
First, and we'll get a little
I won't be driving.
Oh, there
we
know that.
Okay, thank
you. We will get an update on what you are hoping to hear at the State House, and we'll briefly talk about that next Wednesday. Marty, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday mornings, even if she's going to roll up to Indianapolis, as she mentioned. So it kind of gives you a little angle, Margaret, of how it's getting done. And I think the newness of, obviously, the public safety tax
everything
that's gone with it has knocked a row of dominoes over.
It definitely has. And I
now
don't,
we're playing catch up.
I don't think that some of this stuff, you know, will continue. But at the same time, I agree with Marty that, you know, you can't throw something into your agenda.
Not for $1 million.
At this kind of level and expect that, you know, there's no research being done on it, that people don't understand what they're voting on, et cetera. I mean, that is just, it's not playing the game fair for the public.
No, it's not. And that's hard to undo once it is done as well.